Well, Steve, at times it might have been a little bit nervy, but you saw it out and got the 3 points.
Well, look, it's an awful difficult pitch. Mm. It's bobbling around and jumping around. And of course, Rotherham are fighting for their lives, and when you encourage them by keep missing the chances. Mm. I mean, the number of chances we've had, you're thinking, is it going to be one of them awful ones? And to be honest, that's our big problem, you know. I mean, you know, we're not converting the number of chances what we've created. You know, Albert could have scored 4. You know, Berker might have scored after a couple of minutes. So, you know, if there's something to criticise, then that clinical stuff. And of course, then it's never going to be easy. Never easy. And as I've said many times, the Championship is like that.
I know it's something we touched on the press conference. That's the first time Villa won 3 league games back-to-back without conceding since December 2009.
Well, that goes to show what kind of job that we've got. I mean, and of course, the club when was in the big league, and that can happen. Yeah. So we must understand that. But look, I mean, our support, everything else, I keep saying it week in and week out, we will get a team that is capable of mounting a challenge. And that's got to be the remit for us all, because of the history and the tradition of our club. You can see people that it means something to them. Mm. Where, yes, they've got to adapt to playing for Villa, but, you know, the new lads are starting, just starting, to show that ability, which why we brought them here. Mm-hmm. And in their Championship know-how.
Is that something you're maybe more pleased with? I mean, results are beyond an end all, but you're seeing something over the last 3 games that they're grinding out when they need to grind it out.
Well, they needed to roll their sleeves up, and you know, when you look back at Forest and you look back at Barnsley, Ipswich, we'd never deserve to lose them games. We could have quite easily have gone 6, but you don't. So you come under the cosh, and then of course, then you see the makeup of them to say, okay, it's not easy. So let's roll your sleeves, do the basics. The basics, of course, is keeping a clean sheet, mm-hmm. defend as if you mean to. And I thought in the last week or so, we've defended as if we've meant to.
What about the injury situation? It's getting a bit silly now, particularly on that left-hand side.
It's absolutely... Well, that's, again, the bad thing for us. I mean, Berker looks as if he's got a horrible one. Jack's got a big cut on his knee, which I'm sure that'll be weeks. So it's a big, huge issue for us at the minute, and let's hope we can get one or two back fit, because now we are looking at the under-23s.
I mean, I saw the ice pack on Burke, isn't he? What was that?
He's tweaked his medial by the look of it, a medial ligament. He's in a lot of pain, the lad, so he's a tough so-and-so as well. So that doesn't look very good to me, but I'll not know until the next 24, 48 hours.
Just a quick one on Huddersfield on Tuesday night. Was the best way to go into a good side. I mean, they're doing very well at the moment.
They're a good side, and probably the surprise packet of the Championship. Yeah. And you know, nobody gets surprised. There's always one that shocks you. But over the last couple of years, they've got themselves a very, very good team. And they'll be tough. So it'll be a yardstick to see where we are at this particular moment. But as long as the injuries we don't have any more, then let's see what we've got.